1.1 The Reunion.
Hey, Bridget! Hey, how was your school reunion? Wasn't that last weekend?
Yeah, it was good. Well, it was okay. Only that I didn't recognise quite a lot of the people and...
Well, has been nearly 15 years.
Yeah, I know. And boy, do some people change. You know, I'd find myself talking to someone who obviously knew who I was and I hadn't a clue who they were.
And I don't suppose you could have asked.
No, how rude would that have been? but I did recognise Judith.
Oh. Yeah,
the dreaded, jolly Judith. She hasn't changed at all, unfortunately. I tried to avoid her, but she sought me out.
So
I'm like, hello, Judith, how are you? Oh, big mistake, because then, of course, I get it from her. Every detail of the last 15 years. Oh. You know, her ups and downs, her two failed marriages. Oh, no surprise there. Her fabulous third husband, the operation on her sinuses, the time she was made redundant, etc., etc.
Oh.
You know, go on, quiz me about Judith. I could write her biography.
I bet you promised to keep in touch, though.
Well, you have to, don't you?
You hypocrite.
Oh, but I managed to get away before giving my email address or mobile number.
Oh, well done.
Yeah. Hey, did you get the group photo I texted?
Yeah, I did, but I could only identify you. Oh, and Brendan.
Mm.
He looked good. Tall, handsome as ever, but a bit weary. You all look pretty fed up, to be honest.
Well, that's because we got the poor waiter to take our picture and everyone kept giving him their phone or camera. And by the time it got to mine, well, we were all looking a bit glum.
Doesn't sound like a great success, this reunion.
Oh, it was fine, really. I mean, most people were lovely, but do you know the worst thing?
No, what?
Well, when I got to the station to catch the train home, who came gushing up to me on the platform? How lovely. We can travel back together.
Oh, no, not Judith.
Yeah, you got it in one. And after I'd spent an age saying a polite goodbye to her. I couldn't believe it.